Thanks for checking out the podcast of the Church at Lake Travis. If you have any questions about our church, visit us online at churchlt.com.
Well, welcome to our Family Feels series, part four. We're super glad you're here today. It's going to be a great Sunday. It's already been a great Sunday honoring our graduates. What I'd like to do at this time, you heard earlier that we have Connect 2 and 3 happening today. For those who are interested in learning more about how to connect with your faith and your purpose and how to live out that purpose, I want to invite you to go ahead and be dismissed at this time. Pastor Lee's in the back, and you can walk back there, and we have a classroom that we lead everyone to. So the few folks that are joining, y'all go ahead. And let's welcome all our guests today, CLT. Let's say thank you for joining us. Yeah. So from the time a child is born until the time they move out, and hopefully move out, that is, we are doing something either intentionally or unintentionally, and that is we are packing a bag for them, and we're putting things in it that hopefully are helpful to them. We're putting things that might benefit them. We all have baggage, right? We all carry something with us, and it can be good or it can be maybe not so good. And what I was thinking about today in this message, if I can get this open, I have something that I want to share with you about the things that we think about when we think about really raising our kids and the way that they should be raised. And one of the things that we remember here at the church at Lake Travis is the value of time. We give out a jar of marbles here at the church at Lake Travis when we have parent-child dedication, and that jar represents one marble for every week of life that your child has from birth through graduation. And we invite you to participate by taking one of those marbles out and remembering those times that you have. But we believe this. There's a truth that there is no one who influences a child quite like a parent does. In fact, if you're a parent here today, you would say, yes, that's true. I know I have a great influence over my child's life. But the second thing is also true. You don't have to be a parent in order to influence the life of a child. You may be an uncle or a cousin, or you may be a volunteer. You have influence in the life of a child. And every phase of a child's life carries with it different types of influence. You know, Jesus said that every person that is a part of the faith family that has put their faith in Christ is part of the faith family, and that's what makes the church so great, because it doesn't matter if you necessarily have kids yourself, but you can always have influence in the life of a child. So what I think about when I think about these is what Psalm 90 says, and Psalm 90 says that it's a prayer, teach us to number our days so that we might gain a heart of wisdom. And I hope that today you can walk away with this idea that every moment with our children is very, very important, because here's what happens, and I want to use this. This jar represents the number of weeks that you have left from ninth grade to graduation. About 200. And what is fascinating about this, in just a few months, we'll have some new ninth graders that will be going up, and they'll be, I think Luke is one of those, and we'll have some ninth graders that'll be going up into ninth grade. And what's fascinating is about 2 weeks in to that experience, something's going to happen. They're going to start to look for who they connect with. They're going to want to find some friends, and they're going to find a tribe. And then a little bit later, maybe about 20 weeks in, they're going to find that they're going to take something called a midterm, and it's going to start to set the trajectory of their GPA. And that trajectory is going to carry with them for the remainder of their high school career. It might even determine where they end up going to college. About 50 weeks in, they're going to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and hopefully they're going to get a driver's permit, and that's going to be scary for many of you parents. I was just talking with someone this morning about that. About 70 weeks in, they're going to be hitting their junior year, and they're going to be getting to a place where they are really independent. They're going to start to shave if they're a guy, and maybe if they're dating, they might be dating in a car alone with the person of the opposite sex, and that will really test your prayer life as parents. And it's just amazing how those things happen. About 100 weeks in, they're going to be getting to a place where they're going to probably start looking at the SAT. About 130 weeks in, they're going to look at colleges. And then before you know it, the cap and gown is here, and they're off to college, and you've lost all your marbles. Each of those transitions, they're absolutely essential that we care carefully for our kids, because here's a truth. When you see how much time you have left, you get serious about the time you have now. When you see how much time you have left, you get serious about the time you have now. We have been in this series, Family Feels, for about 4 weeks now. This is the last message of this series. And this series, we've been talking about really how important it is to show up in the life of children. We invited you all through the story of Nehemiah to say, hey, will you step up and show up in the life of a child and show up not just like with your arms folded and reluctantly, but show up joyfully. And we talked about the essential nature of joy in the life of a family. And let me just ask, show of hands, how many of you show up in the life of our preschool department sometime? Yeah, a few of you, okay. The challenge with that is that no preschooler is coming to you saying, oh my goodness, Miss Carrie, you changed my life because you taught me that Jesus loves me. No preschooler's doing that. How about elementary? How many of those who serve in elementary? You got the goots down here? Yeah, it's good. So the challenge with that is that no elementary child is probably coming to us saying, thank you so much for teaching me how to make the wise choice. But here's the thing. Over time, you begin to make an impact and you begin to have influence in the life of a child when you are being incredibly intentional. Now, here's what I think is interesting. We talked about how every family can reverse engineer. And Pastor Chris Goins was in from Birmingham, Alabama. He shared with us about that. And then we talked about last week with my mother-in-law, Donna Lombard. We talked about how you can begin to abide in a relationship with God, and you can become aware of the Holy Spirit's presence, and you can stand in awe of watching God work. And I think for many of us, we've gotten to see that and experience that in our own lives. So when we talk about families, and we talk about today specifically what kids need most, I thought it would be helpful for you all to hear from one of my kids about this idea. So I'd like, you've already heard from him a little bit today, but I'd like to welcome Tyler onto the stage. Tyler, if you want to come on up. So we're all about passing on faith to the next generation, and it goes both ways, where sometimes we need the next generation to pass on faith to us, and so that's what we're doing here today. So Tyler, let's kick it off this morning with the first thing that we think every kid needs.
First thing. Good morning, first of all. Did y'all see me trip earlier?
Yes.
That was pretty funny. All right, so the first thing, we would say stories over time. Every kid needs stories over time. So one of my favorite stories from my family in particular. As many of you guys know, my grandmother spoke last week, and she talked about her as well as my grandpa also getting diagnosed with cancer all within 6 months of each other. And so that story of how my family, everybody rallied around together and prayed. And then within a year, they were both healed completely of that, of that cancer. And so, that just really changed my perspective on how I viewed, prayer. And so that's one example. And then I remember, learning this Bible story, David and Goliath. Everyone knows David and Goliath. But I used to think about that story before we'd go play middle school football games. Because we sucked and we were terrible and we were small, just like David was. And we never won like David did, which was like, I mean, it was whatever, but like it was worth a shot thinking about it. So,
because the reality is, stories are very powerful. We process information differently when we hear a story than when we hear facts and data. And when we tell stories, over time, what happens is we start to develop empathy. And how important is that for our children to be able to put themselves in someone else's shoes? It's important for us as adults, let alone our kids, and we are trying to raise healthy adults. So if we do that, then we're telling them stories all of the time. And what I love about stories and ultimately why they're so powerful is, especially when it comes to the Bible story, and it's because we're telling them the story of God. We're telling them this one message: Jesus loves you. Over and over again. I had a seminary professor tell me one time, every time you tuck your kids in at night, either sing Jesus Loves Me or tell them that Jesus loves you. Because in doing so, you're proclaiming the gospel to them. That's the story that we want every kid to remember.
Yeah, and what I love about this is that God never, ever once in the Bible uses a perfect person in his stories to get a point across to represent who he is. He always uses broken families and broken people. Think about this. Adam and Eve, they were good for like a 24 hours or something. And then they're the reason we sin today. So what's up, guys? And then they had kids and one brother killed the other. So if that's pretty broken. I don't know what you think about that. But and then David, he was a great king. But then the whole deal with Bathsheba happened and broken. And then even Mary and Joseph, Jesus' own parents, they left him in a temple for 3 days and they did not know where he was. So also just kind of, yeah, those are some examples, and kids need stories over time.
Yeah, and I think about Psalm 78, and it's one of our cornerstone verses here in our kids ministry at the Church of Lake Travis. It says, "My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable." You can see it up here on the screen, I believe. It says, "I will utter hidden things from of old. I will pass these things we've heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them for their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he's done." Now, what did those things that get passed down were? What were those things? They were stories. Stories about David and Goliath, about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, about Moses and Pharaoh, and about Jonah and the whale. And I mean, those are the stories that got passed on from generation to generation. We find that stories are incredibly powerful. Kids need stories over time.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we heard from my grandmother last week, and I've been hearing those stories forever, since I was a little kid, and those just were super important in shaping who I am. And so stories over time are super, super, super important in shaping who your kids will be over a period of time.
Because they really do. Stories over time really do give us perspective. It helps us see things from a different point of view. So really the question is, what does that have to do with you? And my prayer for us in this church is that we would be master storytellers of the good news of Jesus. That God loves every person on the planet. That we are communicating over and over again this beautiful story of God's love, because here's what I believe will happen. I believe when our family goes through something tough and challenging, we'll be supported and we'll remember how God loves us in the midst of that suffering. When we are going through something where we're saying, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, God's love will be sustaining for us. And that's pretty important.
Yeah, and by the way, this is the reason that God really is such a great storyteller. How, just by show of hands, raise your hand if you've ever read a Bible story and automatically been like, this is exactly what I needed to hear. Like, that is me right there. Like, just by show of hands, yeah, pretty much everybody. If you don't, you're a liar. So Jesus has a pretty big advantage over the average storyteller just because he knows exactly what you need to hear when you need to hear it. And he does that through stories.
Yeah. Think about how Jesus told stories and he had a little bit of an advantage as the Son of God. Like, he's a pretty good storyteller. And that's what made Jesus's story so powerful, so timeless, and so life-changing. Really, Jesus was a master storyteller. He appealed to the imagination. He invited us into the story, and that's what we want to do as parents. We want to invite kids into the story of God's love each and every day. The stories you tell matter because you're inviting kids to do something significant with their lives. Now, that leads us to the second thing that every kid needs, and let me just say, I think you're probably going to hear this and you're going to say, that's not really all that spiritual. But I'm going to argue that it may be one of the most spiritual things that you can do with and for your teen and your child. Here's what I believe to be true. I believe that we need more of this in order for our kids to feel a connection at home. I believe we need more of this. If I were to say just a blanket statement, I'm going to tell you the secret. You ready for a secret? I'm going to tell you the secret for connecting with your teen or your kid. I believe this is true for the family. I believe this is true at church. And so just prepping you so you're ready. You're listening, right? I mean, here's what this principle is. It is to have fun with your kids. Fun over time can change the relationship. Fun over time. And I think about this and I think how important it is, even in our kids' ministry. If our kids are not having fun, if our students are not having fun, then hey, I don't want to be a part of a church like that. Because here's what I believe. I believe if kids can associate fun with a relationship with God, then it's game on. Like, they're going to have a great future ahead of them. And if you can do the same in your family, if you can associate fun with so that kids want to come home, then all of a sudden that changes the dynamic of your family. So have fun at church, have fun at home, and watch the relationship thrive. To put it simply, if you want to stay connected to your kids, then you got to learn how to have fun with them.
Yeah, there's a reason that the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Because based on that passage, how many of you guys would say that your home is a fun place, and is our church a fun place? Maybe the strength of our homes should be measured by how much laughter is present in the household. From my perspective, this might be a little challenging for you guys, but I'm going to say it anyways because you might need to hear it. But from a teenager perspective, I do see this a lot with some of my friends and people that I'm around, but I'm not gonna just don't do that, but don't spend too much time trying to fix your children, because that's just gonna make them want to rebel more. And so spend time having fun with them and genuinely investing in a relationship with them, because they will be a lot happier through that.
Yeah, they want that. They want to have fun. They want to experience you in a lighthearted way. And when they do, here's something powerful that happens. It will authenticate forgiveness.
1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship, which means connection, with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Verse 8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah. And the reality is, fun connects the disconnected. It's amazing how this happens. Back around New Year's, Ashley and I were hanging out with some friends at their house, and they were having a party, and mostly they all had teenage kids, and we were having so much fun, and like playing ping pong. We had a ping pong tournament with the kids and us, and that was fun hanging out with them. And then we ended up playing this crazy game, and I wouldn't recommend it, but I don't ever want to play it again. It's called Shock Potato. And you pass this potato around the room, and it literally like shocks your hands, like if you're touching your tongue to a battery, kind of shock. And it's not fun, but it's funny when someone gets shocked. So we're having fun with that game, and then the kids kind of all went back in the game room, and they had the doors closed, and they were watching football and on their phones and everything, and it was really, really fun. And then all the parents got together, and we got these little white snowball-like cotton balls shaped. I don't know if they're like animal toys or something, but we got this bucket full of them, and we said, okay, we're going to attack on three. Ready? One, two, three. And we just all busted in the doors and started attacking with the kids started throwing them back at us, and I think several people got injured, but it was fun, right? And there was a connection that happened, because don't miss this. When you have fun, over time, something serious happens. The relationship starts to go deeper.
Yeah, think about it this way. Kids were made with a play kind of drive. And dolphins, squirrels, sparrows, monkeys, cats, and unicorns. Not unicorns. That's actually a joke, because unicorns aren't real.
We're talking about
y'all
fun,
are a tough
right?
crowd. So evidently, fun matters a lot to God. He decided to illustrate it everywhere in nature for us, so we can see that. I know you guys all have, or a lot of you have dogs, I'm sure. But have you ever seen like your dog will come up and like nudge you because they want to play? Like that's just how it goes. But the point is, we were all made and created and designed to have fun.
This year, our word for our family, we came up with one word. Each of us came up with one word individually, and then we had one word for our family, and our family word was celebration, because we knew this year was going to be a year of celebration. Tyler was going to turn 18, and so we were going to celebrate his 18th birthday. Ashley and I were celebrating 20 years of marriage, and we're going to celebrate that. He's graduating. Blake's going to turn 16. Like, there's just so many milestones that we're experiencing as a family about celebrating. And we wanted to be intentional about making sure that we did that well as a family. And here's the big deal I want for every person here and for us as a church. I want for every family and every person in our faith family to know that following Jesus is fun. Like, it's the most incredible adventure. Sometimes we look for counterfeits to try to fill the fun factor, and there's nothing more fun than living a life full of adventure following Jesus. Now, it won't always be easy, but it will be the wildest ride of your life. And I think about this week, I met with a friend of mine who was in commercial insurance. And he was telling me his story, how he had worked hard for about 6 years, and he made partner, and he was doing well. And then his company got bought out, and he was trying to figure out what was next with his life. And then he told me that he had a meeting with his financial advisor, And as he's meeting with his financial advisor, his financial advisor says, hey, I just sense that this meeting is not about your finances. I sense that this meeting's about something else. And he said, have you ever heard about this organization? And he told him about an orphan care organization. And as he told him about that, something in my friend's heart just welled up, and he thought, that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And so he got out of the insurance business, and for the last year, he's been devoting his time to raising money for this organization that's helping orphans globally. What an incredible adventure to follow God wherever he leads.
Yeah, have y'all ever done something like just super like risky, and you're just, me and my brothers and friends used to go cliff jumping a lot. That was like one thing that we liked to do. I don't know why, but we did. And so that was just like, you get like an adrenaline rush, and it's fun, right? So just my challenge for y'all is with your kids, go ahead and plan something fun for today or even this week. And don't take note on this. Don't schedule it with an agenda, because your kids are going to sniff that out 100% and be like, oh, yep, agenda. So don't do that. But yeah, just schedule it because it's fun and you want to spend time with them. And they might think that's weird.
Yeah.
But definitely do that this week.
Yeah. And you know, with church, I'll just go ahead and tell you, when we schedule fun things, it's with an agenda, okay? Like, that's the way we do things with church, is we want kids to have fun so that we can teach them spiritual truth. And I think about Mega Sports Camp. We are going to have a blast at Mega Sports Camp July 7th through the 10th. And this is your commercial to volunteer for that. Like, we're going to have a blast doing that. Kids are going to have a blast. Invite your neighbors to bring their kids. Invite your neighbors to volunteer. Like, we need to make that an incredible time for kids. And I think about Mission Waco and what a powerful experience that is for students to go and to serve and to give themselves away, and how fun that can be. And I think about this. I think when it comes to things like Mission Waco, or it comes to Mega Sports Camp, or a retreat, or whatever it is so important, because it's the relational connectivity that happens when you're having fun. Like, just the bus ride alone to Mission Waco is worth 10 Sundays. The whole experience of going to Mission Waco is worth 20 Sundays. We get an hour a Sunday with each of you, and we get hour after hour after hour after hour when we're away on an experience like that. And it's fun. And it solidifies in students' and kids' minds that following Jesus is absolutely fun.
So what's our fun thing we're going to do this week?
Oh, you're graduating, man. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Okay. Okay, awesome. But the whole idea is that when we look at this, that fun equals connection over time. And we all want to have a connection with our kids. So how can we do more fun in our life?
Yeah, so this very last slide that we've got, this last point, tribes over time. Everybody wants to feel a part of a tribe, a squad, maybe as the younger kids might say it. But even like our family, we have a family of seven, and even our Wi-Fi name is Self Tribe, and just because my parents know that we want to feel like we belong and we're a part of like this group, this squad. And so I was thinking something this week about teenagers. Raise your hand if you have a teenager. This is like ages 13 to 18. Okay, a lot. So number one. You guys probably already know these because you see it maybe every day. But number one, they care more about what their friends think than they do what you think. Can I get an amen? Number two, they care more about what other adults think than what you think. Also probably true. And number three, they care more about what you think than anything else. I know you're saying, Tyler, you just contradicted yourself. But yeah, we're teenagers. And so, yeah, that's how that goes.
When we get parents that come to us and say, my kid's not listening to me about any particular issue, I will say to them emphatically, you need to invite another adult into your child's life. Invite another adult into your child's life, because there's going to come a point in time in which your child is not going to listen to what you say anymore, but another adult saying the same thing that you're saying is extremely powerful in their life.
Yeah, for me, this has been super important and super influential in my life. My parents, ever since I was little, have done a great job implementing other adults into my life, mainly men, because I think that would just, it's definitely harder for like another woman to like be telling me like information and stuff.
He barely listens to his mom.
Yeah,
so
I don't
no,
even,
I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
No, that's not true. I love my mom. Love you, Mom. So yeah, for me, this has just been a super important thing. And guys like have been around since I was like 6 months old. And I'm still like, I just got a text earlier from one of them that I've known for all 18 years of my life before I could even like actually see or like hear. And so, I mean, guys like Brent Maloney, Stephen Burton, Blaise Recuglia, Kyle Hubbard, Aaron Ivey, a bunch of guys, guys in particular have been involved in my life, other adults. So I receive information from, I could receive the same information from my parents as I do these guys, and I will, as I get older, I'll probably listen to the other adults, just because like when my parents are telling me that, I'm like, oh yeah, you just like love me, and that's
just
like you're just telling me I'm significant because you're my parents. But if somebody else is telling you that, you're like, oh snap, like you're right, like I am loved. And so yeah, even I have an example of this in January. I was in Atlanta, Georgia for something called Passion Conference. It's like the biggest gathering of 18 to 25-year-olds in the nation, Christian gathering. But I was spending the night at one of my dad's best friend's houses, who I'm also friends with now, which another example. But we were talking, and at the time, I was in a relationship that wasn't maybe the healthiest thing, and just like my parents weren't a huge fan of it, and they were kind of like, hey, like you should, that, yeah, my parents were telling me that it should probably be over, and I was like, definitely not, like I think I'm seeing this very clearly. And then one of the guys that I was talking to, he didn't know anything about the situation. He hadn't talked to my dad or my mom about it, and he was like, oh yeah, that's probably not the best thing, like before you go to college and stuff. And and that like really hit me, and I was like, you know what, like yeah, you're right. Compared to if I would have, like, since I was rejecting my parents' opinion, having somebody else's opinion spoken to me was really, really important.
Yeah, and that's really why we encourage each one of you to volunteer at the Church at Lake Travis, because we need other adults that are signing up to say, I'll speak the same truth into your kid's life that you're speaking to them. And that's super important when we think about, because it really, what it does is it brings this sense of belonging into the child's life. I think that's the important thing about tribes over time. Tribes over time translates into a sense of belonging. When you think about fun, and I think fun was God's idea. And when you think about stories were God's idea. And when you think about tribes, those were God's idea. Because God knew that each one of us needed a place to connect. He knew that he needed a place to reveal himself in the midst of, and to continue to spread his message of love. In fact, God accomplishes his mission through a community, through a tribe. He calls us into community, into a tribe, and he sends us out into community, as community, to build more into his tribe. And that's an exciting part of the adventure.
Yeah, we all want to be known by someone, somebody, and it's really not a good feeling to feel like you're like in complete solitude and no one is realizing you. And so regardless, we just need to know that regardless of whatever failure we have in our lives, that there are people who do believe in us, and that we do have a place to belong. So that's why that point is super important.
Yeah. Wow. This sense of belonging really speaks to what we all need, and that is grace. When it comes to belonging, we experience grace through what God has done for us through Jesus. And when we accept others, we extend grace to others, we are modeling to them what everyone needs, which is grace. And we celebrate communion here each and every week at the Church of Lake Travis. And I want to invite the band to get ready and lead us in that time of communion. But that's just a reminder to us that when we come to the table, we're coming to the table as a tribe that belongs. When we come and approach communion, we're saying we're a part of one body that belongs. And I hope you get that sense that when you attend the Church at Lake Travis, you're a part of something bigger than yourself. That when you get in a small group, that you're a part of something bigger than yourself. When you attend the Connect Track, you're a part of something bigger than yourself. When you go out on mission and you serve in a ministry, you're a part of something bigger than yourself. Because here's what's important. 52 weeks a year, 18 years that we have to make an impact in the life of a child. There are some significant moments along the way, but this is going to fly by. And so we have to make the most of every moment that we have. We've got to make the most of every moment. As Tyler and I talked about this today, I pray that it was helpful to you and that it will be something you'll carry on, you'll remember. We need more story in our family. We need to tell family stories. We need to tell Bible stories that will get more fun in our life, and you'll schedule something fun this week. And that you'll start to remember this whole tribe thing is important. And especially, I'll just say this, especially in those transitional years, like going from preschool to kindergarten, I'm not kidding, like that's an important time in the life of a child. Going from fifth grade to sixth grade, middle school, like big deal. Going from eighth grade to ninth grade, who they are friends with is critically important. And then finally, going from college or from high school to college, the tribe matters. And we need to know that we have said, you know what? We've put the right things in their bag so that they will be able to go away and they'll be able to be successful in their life. And I think each and every one of us want that for our child.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. Our mission is to lead people into a life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. And our prayer is that you are closer to Jesus as a result of listening today.